We are back, all new year, all new General Assembly this year, too.
We are back. We've got January 4th as our first day of session, and of course, not much happens the first couple weeks up here, getting committee assignments, and we've got some new members. Take them a little bit of time to get situated and find out where they're at. So it's an exciting time, and it'll be different this year, having a different governor, and with his priorities and seeing what they are, and then listening to other senators and representatives and see what their priorities are and see what we come up with for the year. A number of bills have already been filed. I filed some. Basically, most of them are leftovers from last year that I couldn't get passed, and there'll be a few new ones that are out there. We'll kind of see. It's an exciting time for the state of Missouri. Hopefully, we can change the direction where we're not 47th in job growth out of the 50 states, and hopefully, we can do some good things and make Missouri that much stronger, better state. In doing so, we'll be able to fund schools more. Not the greatest economic forecast that we're in right now until people kind of get settled in and get some things going. So we'll see where it goes.
With a new governor coming in, how does that change the dynamic for what you do in the Missouri Senate?
Well, we no longer have to have a veto-proof majority on most bills that he's going to favor if we work with him properly and get things worked out. So that changes it completely. Before, we always had to have, with a governor of the opposite party, something vetoed. We had to have 23 members, and Governor Nixon was vetoed more than all other governors combined. So he definitely uses veto pen a lot. We should not run into that with Governor Greitens. I'm sure not everything he's proposing is going to work, and not everything we're proposing is going to work, but we'll sit down and work. Governor Nixon wasn't bad to work with. He just had different ideas about the direction the state should go than what the House and the Senate had.
Any changes for you in terms of committees, be it a chairmanship or membership?
No, I'm chairman of the Governmental Accountability, which is big-time committee here in the Senate, and not that I deserve it, but I'm not afraid to say no to increases in spending, and I think that's what this President Pro Tem appreciates about it, that I will stand up and try and protect Missouri money best we can. Basically, my committee assignments, I'm not on veterans and health anymore, back on commerce, back on professional regulations, back on budget. The budget's going to be an interesting year. The governor-elect want to come in with a pretty high percentage of increase in revenue. I don't see it that way. I see maybe, from all indications, 1.5 to 2% increase in revenue for the state of Missouri. Chairs agreed on a 3.8% increase. So hopefully we can hit that. My voice will be heard in budget.
Any legislation or items you're looking forward to, if not full passage, then at least a debate on the floor?
Of course, I'm a right-to-work person and not afraid to tell people so. And I think that can change the dynamics of the state of Missouri. A large corporation told me at one time that placed businesses in states, once half the people find out that we're not a right-to-work state, they just say, nope, not Missouri, and move on. So hopefully we can do that. We can maybe follow the Indiana example, to where I think their jobs went up 14%, union membership went up 10%, and wages went up. So that's the model I'd like to see us go after, and see that everybody didn't benefit from it. And if you and I open up a plant down here and we're not a union plant, you can bet that that truck that delivers the equipment was made by union employees. You can bet that the driver may or may not be a union person, but it's going to create jobs, create money, more building, more jobs. So what we've got to do for our schools and everybody else is get Missouri heading in the right direction and get out of this 47th in job growth. And also to protect the unions on the decline. So let's build jobs together, work together.